the agony of the garden is over. He arises from this prayer. And but while he's speaking, he says here, he rises from prayer, verse 45.
45节, 说, 祷告完, 他就起来,
and he went back to his disciples.
然后他回到门徒那里,
and he found them asleep.
然后他发现他们都睡着了,
they were exhausted from a sorrow.
他们是在忧愁里, 太累了,
Let's look at the disciples a little bit.
看一看门徒的情况。
You see, they were under a lot of stress as well.
他们也有很大的压力。
And where did they get their stress from?
他们的压力从哪里来?
It's their association with the Lord Jesus, is it not?
是和耶稣是有关系的。
They would, if they had stayed back up in Galilee where they were born and where they had been raised and where they had gone to school and where they had worked and had families, they wouldn't have had the stress that they had.
可以想象，假设他们还是在加利利，他们出生的地方、上学的地方、工作的地方、打鱼的地方，他们依然待在那里，他们就不会有这样的压力。
There's different types of stress, isn't there?
但是有其他类型的压力，但是和这个是不一样的。
During the break, we were discussing stress. Normal stress, like children having to prepare for exams.
我们在茶歇的时候，我们谈论了一些关于压力的事情，比方普通的压力，比如一个孩子准备要考试。The
stress of competition in the workplace.
在工作当中的竞争。
We all have stress, but we can trace the origin of all stress back to one thing.
但是我们能够把所有的压力呢，都往回倒，会倒到一个源头上。
Sin.
罪。
We are living in a fallen world.
我们是生活在一个已经堕落的世界里。
In a perfect world, we would all support one another.
在一个完美的世界里，我们都会彼此扶持。
We wouldn't put stress on other people.
我们不会把压力，会压交给对方。
There would need no need for competition.
也没有竞争的要求。
Because everybody would be looking out for the best interests of other people before themselves.
因为每一个人都会先看见别人最好、最需要的，而不是先看自己的需要。
But how are we then living in a fallen world? How do we manage our stress?
那我们在这堕落的世界，我们怎么世界里怎么样才能管理自己的压力呢？
And in our discussion, and I noticed that Jeet was talking as well, and I've forgotten your names, and I'm really apologizing.
David
and
Stephanie.
That's right. In our conversation we had with one another, it came out that, you know, the Lord's will, if we are doing the Lord's will and we are giving up our will to God, there should be no stress. Because He's all-powerful. He takes care of everything, right?
你可以想象，假设我们真的愿意执行神一切的旨意，愿意把自己交在他的手里，他是至大的，他是至高神，他有大能，那按道理我们就不应该有压力了。The
scripture says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious, be worried or anxious or be stressed or anything for nothing. Be anxious. Just one, I'll get
First Peter.
Yeah. I think it's First Peter.
We start worrying about things. And we start getting anxious about things, situations that come up in our lives. If we give them to the Lord, He worries for us, and we don't have to worry. We don't have to be.
就是我们要把一切的忧虑卸给神了，就是他会有帮我们承担一切的压力，而不是我们自己去担当。 核心的原则是这样的。你在查那节经文吗？以前是吧？Cast all your anxieties on things. Not this one, right?
Well, that could be used.
Yeah.
But by prayer and supplication, be anxious for, how do you feel anxious? A-N-X.
Yes.
A-N-X-I-O-U-S. It's not in here. Be anxious for nothing, or be.
2:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything.
Okay, where's that?
Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 6.
That's right. Yeah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Yes.
How did you find that, anyway?
Search.
Oh. Technology, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
4 and 6?
Yes.
4:6.
4:6.
Yeah. 一无挂虑，一无挂虑。比腓立比书四章六节哈，这是很好的一个经文。腓立比书四章六节，350页，新约350页。
What is anxiety? Anxious to be anxious. What does that mean?
挂虑，焦虑是什么意思？焦虑、挂虑。
Nicole.Were you anxious yesterday?
Yeah.
She admits it. Yeah. Good for you. I think we all get anxious. We all get stressed out. We all worry.
的确，我们都是有焦虑，都是有压力的，所以我们都是会担心的，在很多事情上。
He says, "Be anxious for nothing."
然后他这里说呢，《腓立比书》四章六节说，应当一无挂虑，一无挂虑。
So what do we do then?
然后我们怎么办呢
？That's of course what you did, right? You did pray, but you're still anxious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. But you just illustrate what we all experience.
你只是把我们都经历的事情你说出来。
Sometimes we're anxious, we pray to God, and then we're still anxious.
有的时候我们是很焦虑，然后我们祷告完了。
Maybe a little bit less, right?
我还是焦虑，可能稍微好一点点。
But we shouldn't. He tells us here, be anxious for nothing.
他这里说我们不应该了，其实我们应当一无挂虑。
About anything, but then he says, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. My goodness, already we can thank God after we pray. We can thank God for the answers to prayer in the past and also the one we're praying for. Lord, thank you. You're going to answer my prayer.
对，所以他说，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，所以你可以想象这个。在他当时就已经可以为前面的祷告献上感谢了，说明他真的是一无挂虑。
So what we're doing then is we're understanding what we're anxious about, right?
我们怎么做？我们先要明白我们是为什么而焦虑的。
And rather than the first thing we do when we're anxious, we usually run to our neighbor or a friend or somebody, phone up somebody. And tell them, right?
我们第一反应，当我们焦虑的时候，我们肯定是跑到邻居那，或者打个电话给朋友，一定是找地上的人。
Now, That makes them anxious, but and doesn't make you any less anxious.
但是这个的结果呢，是会让那个你告诉他的那个人他变焦虑，但是你自己一点也不会焦虑更少一点，只是多一个人帮你一起焦虑。
So he says, present your requests to God Himself.
所以他说呢，你要凡事借着祷告啊，交给神。
And so what is the result?
然后结果是什么呢？
Read the next verse.
然后就下面的七节。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding.Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
他说：“神所赐出人意料的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。”
It's not your peace; it's the peace of God, isn't it?
这不是你的平安，是神的平安，不是吗？
And notice that it's beyond our understanding; it transcends or is above our understanding.
然后这是超过我们能理解的，叫出人意外的。是我们不能理解的这样的平安。
I had an illustration earlier this week. I thought I'd lost my wallet with all my, I had money and I had credit cards and bank cards. I had all kinds of identification. And I thought I lost it in a mall. And the mall had closed up. So I had to wait all night. So then, I was upset, but then I prayed about it, and the Lord gave me some peace. I happened to be at my son and daughter-in-law's, and they were very concerned. My son even phoned the police, my son-in-law rather, phoning the police and telling them that this, but I had perfect peace about it, and they were consoling me. I had perfect peace. I went home that night, and what happened that I had a bunch of parcels, and when I taken my coat off, the wallet had fallen out at home. And I had slept all night, and the wallet was only 3 feet from my head. And in the morning when I moved something, there it was. But I had perfect peace about that. Not very often that happens, but I had perfect peace. The peace of God. God gave me peace about that. And so...
Yeah, maybe I translate for you.
Oh.
Because a lot of them, they don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
这他就讲自己就这个星期经历的一件真实的事情，就是他呢，他有一天突然感觉他的钱包丢了，而且可能是丢在一个商场里了。他发现的时候呢，是已经是晚上了，所以商场已经关门了。然后他有一点难过啊，然后他就去祷告，神给了他特别出乎意料的平安啊，他也不知道到底会怎么什么事情，他就知道没事啊。这个时候呢，刚好他儿子和媳妇儿也在身边啊，他们特别焦虑啊，还打电话给警察啊，然后就想办法，因为他所有的不只是钱了，他的卡、他的身份的证明、各种证件全部在那个钱包里啊，那个丢了会带来很大的麻烦，然后他儿子跟媳妇都安慰他吧，但他特别有平安，还不知道这个平安到底哪里来的，钱包也看不见，也找不到。然后他那天晚上很平安，他睡了一觉，起来发现他拿他的外套的时候呢，这个钱包从口袋里掉出来了，然后他才意识到，其实这个钱包就一直就在离他3米不到的那个地方，在那待着，只是他不知道在那里，因为他一直没找着。
It says with thanksgiving.The Lord knows that we get into many, many different situations because of this fallen world. But he says in the verse that with thanksgiving, we should always be thankful that we can rely on God. Even though we get anxious and it sort of tests our faith, that God isn't able to help us out. And maybe our weak faith is what leads us into anxiety. We get excited about things and we worry about things. But if we wholly trust in God, our faith is in Him, whatever happens, doesn't matter. You lose your wallet, well, it's not the end of the world. You'll get another one, right? You'll get a new wallet. But we should always be thankful to God and take it up to Him in prayer. Let me tell you a little story, a little boy.
就是他说呢，其实我们每个人都会有很多的焦虑，但是呢， 我们有的时候会在这个里面呢，会在困难里觉得好像我跨不过去了，这一次太难太难了。但他说你这时候你要去感恩啊，这个就跟那个Joe弟兄讲的是一样，就是你要去感谢，感谢主是很重要。就你在这个时候你去想一想他带你走过的那些恩典，然后呢你感谢他你就有那个力量跨过去，因为一切都不是超越神的旨意以外的，他总能够把你带出来，只是你在那当时呢你没有那个力量去走出去。
There was this little boy, and his next door neighbor was about the same age, that boy. They were friends. And he invited him over for dinner at his house. He asked his mother, could I invite my friend to come and have dinner with us? And she said yes. So this little boy was excited about the first time he got an invitation to go to dinner at his friend's house. And this little boy came from a Christian family. And did you want to translate that?
It's okay.
Sometimes I never know. Okay. So this little boy was all excited because very first time he's going to have dinner at someone's house at an invitation. And so he went to the house and the people were sitting already on the table. And so he sat down and he bowed his head like this because in his house they give thanks for the food before they eat. So he bowed his head like this, expecting somebody to give thanks for the food. And he heard all these dishes clanging, and he looked up, and they're serving the food, and they're starting to eat. So the little boy said to the lady, to his friend's mother, don't you give thanks for the food before you eat? And his mother said, no, we don't give thanks in this house for the food. And he said, well, you're just like my dog. I give him food to eat, and he just starts eating it right away.
所以那个，这个一个小朋友的故事啊，一个小朋友的故事。他就说呢，他这小朋友呢，他第一次被邀请到他朋友家去吃饭啊，他就特别开心。那这个小朋友是在一个基督徒家庭长大的，然后他从来都是他要吃饭前要谢饭的。然后呢，他去了这个朋友家，他特别高兴，因为他从来没去过。然后吃饭前呢，他就把头低下来，准备谢饭。啊，他因为小孩不会祷告嘛，他肯定等别人谢饭。然后等了半天，发现叮铃当啷、叮铃当啷，他们开始吃起来了，也没人理他。然后他抬头问这个女主人啊，说：“你们不谢饭吗？吃饭不感谢吗？”啊，女主人不，我们家吃饭从来不感谢的，我没有这个程序。然后这小孩就说：“那就跟我们家的狗一样，我给他吃东西，他上来就吃了，也从来不感谢我。”他有个宠物狗吧。
We should always be thankful people in our problems, in our good times, in our bad times. We take them to the Lord. And the Lord understands our problems. He's gone through everything. He knows everything. And so it's a test of our faith. Sometimes it's a learning experience that we must go through some of these. How much faith do you have for God? You know, you're getting all excited and worrying and everything else. Leave it in His hands. Pray, like Nicole did. And then God will give you peace in your heart. Everything will be okay. It's not the end of the world. The world's not going to come to an end just because you lost your wallet or something bad happened. Life goes on, right? So we must trust Him for every situation.
对，所以他刚才说的是个笑话了，但是呢，真正的告诉我们的意思就是，我们真的要在主里常常的感谢他，因为他这个感谢是因为他真的在掌权，他没世界的不是世界末日，而且他让你临到的这些事情，他都会带着你走出来，所以他不是一个简简单单我们说他不值得感谢去感谢他，他是的确配得感谢，因为他的确在掌权，你要借着祷告版。忧虑卸给他以后，你要相信他就会掌权，他就会把这一切的事情给你解决。
Well, again, that verse 7, the result of taking our requests to God, those requests are as a result of our anxieties, aren't they? We're expressing what troubles us to God.We're communicating with God.
我们是 和上帝是有交流，因为我们里面的焦虑呢，我们交给他的时候，我们是借着交流把它交出去。
And we not only communicating the our troubles, but we're intelligent beings. He says he wants us to present our requests. That is, we understand our problems and we ask God specifically for answers.
Amen. 所以我们是有智慧的人哈，就是我们不只是简简单单把一个焦虑丢掉啊，是我们是有很多需要的，我们是能够把它表达出来，所以我们要在我们的祷告里面把我们需要的这个事情要讲出来，然后他会给我们答案的。
This helps quite a bit in our understanding of our situation and ourselves, doesn't it?
这个过程也会帮助我们来理解我们所处的状态，因为你开始讲的时候，你开始理解自己的状态。
Because what we're doing is we're analyzing the situation we're living in. We're not, right?
因为我们在这个过程当中，我们就会分析或者看一下我们自己所处的环境，我们四周的人和事。
It's different than being like a little baby. When it needs something, it cries. It just, no matter what its need, it has one request.
对，因为这个和小孩子是不一样的。小孩子不管他的需要是什么，他都是一个请求哭，他只有一个反应就是哭。所以我们不是这种小孩子的样子，你不是所有的东西都是一个反应就是哭。
If it's cold, he cries. If it's hot, he cries. If he needs changing, he cries. If he needs food, he cries. But we're intelligent beings, grown up, where we can analyze our situation and make requests, specific requests to God.
所以一个孩子他冷了他哭，他饿了他也哭，他热了他也哭。但我们是成人，我们是有一个有智慧的，能理性分析的一个是人，这样的人，我们是可以把我们的环境看清楚，然后呢告诉上帝一个特别清楚的一个 request， 一个需要。
Now this is empowering.
啊，这个是有力量的。
Because now we're not just passive with a heaven that's up there that is going to just drop the blessings on us.
因为这个状态里面呢，我们就不是被动的，而不是说被动的就等天上那个祝福框就临到你啊，你是在参与在当中。
We're told to seek first the kingdom of God.
因为我们被教导是你要先寻求神的国。
Ask and these things will be given to you.
去要，去父那里要这些要给你的东西。
Seek and you will find.
你寻找就寻见了。
Knock and the door will be open to you.
你敲门，门就开了。
You see, this requires an understanding of our situation.
这个就要求我们对我们所处的环境要有个理解。
And where do we get that knowledge?
然后我们怎么知道这个知识呢？怎么理解呢？
We get it from the scriptures.
然后我们读了圣经，我们就能分析我们的环境。
What it does, it educates us in the things of God.
对，因为它的确教导我们关乎神、关乎灵的很多的事情，这样我们就能理解。
Because here we learn the ways of God.
因为我们能够学到神的方式是怎么样的。
Now, when we're first Christians, we don't understand very much.
当我们刚成基督徒的时候，我们不了解很多的。
And so we just cry out to God.
然后我们就一上来就是哭。
And he helps.
然后哭了，他就帮助。
But when you have been weaned from the milk,
然后你断奶了以后呢
？Then God expects us to be more mature in our relationship with him.
上帝就会希望我们能够有一些更成熟的关系跟他，而不是就是哭。
And that's what Paul is saying. He says by prayer and petition. A petition is a request.
所以这就是为什么保罗在这里说要借着祷告和祈求，祈求就是一个有详细内容的这个你分析环境以后的这个要求。
And then the peace of God which is beyond all understanding.
然后呢这样的平安呢会超乎你的想象，出你意料的平安就会进来。
In other words, if someone were to look at at you, like my son-in-law was more upset about this than I was.
嗯，这就意味着，就像刚才我那个例子，就是我的孩子会比我更加的焦虑。
He couldn't understand why I was not so worried.
他甚至不能理解为什么我一点不担心。
It's the peace of God that passes on, it surpasses or transcends understanding.
因为这个是从父来的平安，是超出我们自己的能力的平安。
But notice the specific request be made known to God.
但在这之前，你会有一个特别的请求去到父那里。
And then notice there's another benefit here.
我们注意还有另外一个好处。
It says that peace of God that comes upon us will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
他说会在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
I wonder how much mental illness is caused by guilt and stress built up over years.
我想知道其实很多的这个心理的问题是因为灵里的压力和这个负罪感而导致常年累积所导致的。
How many broken relationships have come about because of anxiety and pressure?
很多破裂的关系也是因为焦虑和压力所带来的。
And so, when under stress and under pressure, the natural man always goes for, wants to think about himself or herself first.
当我们在压力和焦虑里面呢，我们天然人总是先想到自己的苦和难先。
And broken relationships mean broken hearts.
因为破裂的关系总是先是破裂的心来的。
And so he says here that peace of God that is beyond all understanding, it'll guard your heart and your mind.
然后他说这个出人意料的平安呢会在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
But notice the last two words, what are they?Last three words.
最后的三个词 in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里。
And we've seen today an illustration of the Lord Jesus under intense stress.
当我们今天看见耶稣基督是在一个特别强的压力里面的。
And he made his request known to God, didn't he?
然后他也明确地把自己的要求需要表达了给他父神，对不对？
God was silent.
但父神没有回答。
But nevertheless, he looked at that as an answer. There was no other way. And so he bowed to the will of the Father, and his peace remained with him.
但他依然从这里得到的答案就是父告诉他没有其他的路，所以他就把自己交在了父的旨意里面，他依然得着了平安。
The Lord Jesus could speak about my peace I give to you, my disciples. Not the peace the world gives, but the peace that the world can't give and the world can't take away.
所以耶稣在对门徒们后来有讲过话，他说我给你们的平安不像世人所赐地上的平安，因为地上的平安他能给也可以拿走。
And so we see the Lord Jesus here in this today as a great example, isn't it, of stress. Completely giving up his will to the Father.
所以我们这里看见今天耶稣在这段经文里给我们看见的就是他完完全全把自己的意思降服在父的旨意下面。
And in peace, he could step forward now out of the garden and into the hands of his betrayer.
然后他这样的平安能够走出科西玛尼园，把自己交在背叛的犹大手里。
And then all the things that are written about him are going to be fulfilled.
然后所有关乎他的预言都要成就了。
So he goes forth in the peace and in the will of the Father to his appointed place.
然后就因着平安和父的旨意，把他带到那个环境里去。
And he moves towards, now he moves towards the cross, another step, as it were, into, as a conqueror. Right?
所以他又往前进了一步啊，向十字架，其实是向着死，也是向着他的得胜。
And we'll see that there's, on the cross, he's concerned about others, not himself.
即使在十字架上，他也想到的是别人，不是他自己。
He has completely given himself over to God the Father.
他完全把自己交给了父神。
There's no more petitions for himself.
在他自己里面，他完全已经没有再有更多的祈求了。
His last petition was, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
他最后一个祈求是，如果可行，求你拿走这杯。
But no more does he pray for himself.
但除此之外，再没有为他自己的祷告了。
And so, there we see the Lord Jesus. He's concerned about his mother, first of all on the cross. He's concerned about the dying thief. And so, he is completely given over now to the will of the Father.
所以他在十字架上他考虑到他的母亲他跟那个约翰讲的话，他也考虑了那个另外那个十字架上的强盗，但他完全没有再想到自己的事。
So how can we live with the stress of life? We've learned two things, haven't we?
我们怎么样才能在压力下生活呢？那我们学到了两个事情。
First of all, we make our petitions known to God about our situation.
第一呢，关于我们在的环境，我们把所有一切借着祈求全部交给父神，全部交给上帝。
And then we just trust that God is going to work things out, and the stress is gone then.
然后我们就相信上帝一定会照看这一切，然后我们的负担就走了。
And in its place is the peace of God that this world cannot understand.
然后接着这样的祷告所得来的平安是这个世界不能有的，不可以给你的。
Okay. So let's now, he's moving towards the cross as a conqueror.
然后他现在向着十字架，以一个得胜的往前进。
Rising from prayer, he goes back to his disciples. He finds them asleep. They were exhausted from this sorrow, from the stress. They were exhausted.
他们看见门徒都是因为忧愁睡着了。
And they didn't endure nearly what he did, did they?
因为这些门徒完全不能够同享耶稣要做的事情，这些意义啊，他完全不明白。
Certainly they had been with him all day from early in the morning when they had left the Mount of Olives and gone into the city. Had been with him all day and with his teaching, and then that night with the Passover supper and then the questions around the table and then out into the garden, it's well past midnight.It's late. You can hardly blame them for being naturally tired.
所以你会想他们是一大早就从橄榄山去到城里，然后讲道，然后出来又吃了这个逾越节的晚餐，又在这个整个过程当中有很多的对话，然后又走出来，走出城到橄榄山，这时候已经应该是半夜了。所以你可以理解，就他们整个肉体是比较疲倦了。
And they were exhausted though.It wasn't just a normal sleepiness. They were exhausted from the stress being with him.
然后这不单单是一个睡觉，他们是很极度困乏了，因为他们在整个一天都跟着主。
Even though he had warned them that they were to watch, they were to be good soldiers. They should have been watching and praying.That they would not fall into temptation.
即便他耶稣在之前也警告了他们要警醒祷告，他们还是没有做到。
Instead, they fall asleep, don't they?
相反，他们睡着了。
And he says, "Get up and pray." He says, verse 46, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation."
那四十六节就对他们说呢：“你们为什么睡觉呢？起来祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
They were totally unprepared for what comes next.
因为他们完全没有预备好接下来要发生的事情。
One of the great British Admiral Nelson was asked about the secret of his success. And he said, I always come early for every engagement.
有一个英国的将军啊，别人问他的成功到底为什么成功，他说我总是在每一个约会之前找到。
And so, even when he's in a battle, when the enemy appears on the scene, Nelson was already there, ready, waiting.
即使是在打仗的时候，当他敌人出现之前，他就已经准备好在那等着他们了。
Or he might have had another plan, but it was all planned out beforehand.
不管他是别人是有什么样的计划，他总是在这之前，他有他更早的计划。
But then, so that proves that you got to be awake, though.
这就告诉我们，我其实是需要警醒的。
Don't be like me when I was in school.
不要像我在学校的时候那样。
I would sleep right to the last minute.
我从最早一分钟睡到最后一分钟。
And then I'd race off to school and I wouldn't be ready for the first little while.
当我走出这个学校的时候，我一开始都没有准备好，所以还在睡。
I missed a lot by being half asleep.
因为我在那个时候还是半睡半醒，还挺舒服的。
And so the disciples, they were going to miss a lot.
所以那个对于门徒来说，他们会错过很多东西的。
They missed watching for their own lives, and they missed being a companion of the Lord in His great need.
所以他们会错过会在他们巨大的需要里面，他们会使主不和他们不会成为伙伴，不在一起。
Now we read here. Let's read verses 47 to 52.
那我们从47节到52节。
52,
right? Yeah. 53?
53, correct.
53. 你在停在谁呢？说话之间。153页。
刚才停在谁？
对，153页。47。读中文吧，没事，跳过去吧。
说话之间来了许多人，那十二个门徒里名叫犹大的走在前头，就近耶稣要与他亲嘴。跳了吧，下一个读。耶稣对他说，犹大，你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？所谓的人见光景不好，就说，主啊，我们拿刀砍可以不可以？内中有一个人把大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他的右耳。耶稣说，到了这个地步，由他们吧，就摸那人的耳朵，把他治好了。耶稣对那些来拿他的祭司们和守殿的官并长老说，你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？我天天砍你们在店里，你们不下手拿我，现在却是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
Amen.
Now notice what he says at the very end, the last verse, at the last sentence of the last verse. This is your hour when darkness reigns.
我们注意在最后一句的最后一节。一半段话，他说：“现在是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。”
Again, we say what we said at the very beginning. This was Satan's hour.
我们一开始就说这是撒旦的时候。
When it would appear that he had gained the victory.
好像是他要得胜了。
But who did he meet?
他面对了谁？
He met the Lord Jesus as the victor. When the Lord Jesus stepped forward out of the garden.Out of the where he had been praying, he looked entirely different than he did there in agony, because now he had stepped forward in the power of the Spirit of God as a son, obedient son. He steps forward, a victor, a conqueror.
所以，耶稣当他走出克西马尼园祷告地方的时候，他已经完全是一个得胜的，在灵里特别坚定要顺服神旨意的那个状态。所以，他和他在之前那个痛苦的状态已经是完全不一样了。所以，在这里，撒旦要面对的其实是一个得胜的主。
And I must confess, I'm going to try and find a scripture.That will describe to you what it was like to see him when he stepped forth from his prayer with his father after he got up from his knees. Strengthened by the angel, in the power of the Spirit of God, having come through the oil press, and he comes now.
来找一些经文来表达耶稣在这个状态下他是完完全全一个全新的在虽然是有经历痛苦，但是是经历压力压榨以后，他从完全全新的这么一个
John chapter 18
状态啊。
Let me just read this.
Okay, 十八章，约翰福音十八章。
And verse, we'd like to read from verse 2.
二节。约翰福音十八章二节，一百九十八页。
Down verse 2, down to verse 6, we continue reading, please.
二节到六节，我们继续读下去。
卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。
犹大领着一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的
差役
拿着灯笼和火把兵器就来到园里。
耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说，你们找谁？
他们回答说，找拿撒勒人耶稣。耶稣说，我就是。卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。
耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
What was the reaction of that armed group of men?
那那个反应是什么？他们那个那一群带着刀枪的人的反应是什么
they drew back and fell to the ground.
那是退后倒在地上。
Satan thought that he would have a crushed person.
撒旦认为他应该是个被压垮了的人，所以撒旦期望是他不是那么大的痛苦，他压榨完以后应该是个极其哀伤，灵里完全没有力量的人。
Don't forget, Satan was in Judas.
别忘了，撒旦是在犹大的心里的。
And they're confronting Satan was the Lord Jesus himself, the victor. And Satan had to fall down to the ground.
所以你要知道，犹大在当场啊，所以当耶稣是这个状态的时候，所有的人都倒在地上，包括犹大，所以那个撒旦其实也是倒在地上当时。
Now we're not sure when it says they drew back and fell down to the ground. Maybe in worship or at least they bowed the knee. And that's a picture of a coming day when every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
我们不知道当时发生什么，他们可能退后，然后跪下了，然后他敬拜这个主，还是别的情形。但是呢，我们知道在最后，当耶稣再来的时候，万口都要承认，万膝都要跪拜，不管你是愿意不愿意的，不管你是不是在主里还是不在主里，他都要承认他是主，他是王。
So, there we see in the garden. If we want to go back to Luke again, we can.
那我们回到路加哈。
We just wanted to have that picture of the result of the Lord Jesus stepping forward as the victor. He wasn't a victim. He was a victor.
所以这里我们刚才分享的只是想告诉大家，耶稣是一个得胜者，不是一个牺牲者，不是一个软弱的形象走出科西玛利园的。
And there is a lesson for us.
这里有一个教导给我们。
We are overcomers in the Lord Jesus because of our faith in Him.
然后我们也是一个得胜的人，因为我们是信靠耶稣基督，因着我们的信。
We're not overcomers by any strength that we find in ourselves.
我们不是靠着我们自己里面的力量去战胜的。
We become overcomers by faith in Him.
我们是得胜，是因为我们的信心在他身上。
So the Lord Jesus, having complete faith in His Father's will, steps forward and is the overcomer.
然后耶稣是完全的信靠他的父，然后他走出克西玛尼园，他的状态就是得胜的。
Demonstrating that He was the perfect man.
然后表达出他是一个完全的人。
He did not defeat Satan as the Son of God, which he was, or is.
所以他并不是以一个神子，他的确是过去是现在也是，他不是一个神子的身份去打败撒旦的。
He overcame Satan as the obedient man.
他是战胜撒旦，是因为他是站在一个顺服的人的角度上战胜撒旦。
And he established this fact that an obedient man had made a sacrifice, and it was through the disobedience of one, many were made sinners. It's through the obedience of one, many are saved.
所以他因着不顺服，所有一个人的不顺服是谁呢？是亚当。因着亚当的不顺服呢，罪就来了这个世界。然后因着一个人的顺服，就去跟随他的又都得胜。You can read the verse.
Yeah, I wish I could find it.
It was man that fell at Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Romans, yeah.
Obedient?
Which?
Five?
Yeah. I know it's from 5 and
12.
Thank you.
Yeah.
5, no. It's, I think we're close there. Close, 5. Yeah, verse 19.
19节。Yeah.
519.
罗马书五章十九节，272页。272页。新约的哈。罗马书的五章十九节。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义人。
Yes, so notice it's not the obedience of the Son of God.
注意，他这没有在讲，因着圣子的顺服。
It's through the obedience of one man.
他是说因一个人的顺服。
He's the representative man.
他代表了所有人的位置。
So now everybody that believes in the Lord Jesus were put into this new head, a new race.
所以所有信靠耶稣基督的就会进到这新的种类里面去。
The Bible doesn't speak of race.
圣经并没有讲到种族的概念。
But there are two races shown in the Bible.
但实际上在圣经里讲到了两种人。
Adam's race.
亚当的后裔。
And Christ.
和基督。
The first man, Adam.
第一个人亚当。
We're all born into his family.
然后把所有的他的家族生出来。
But through his disobedience, many became sinners, and through sin came death.
然后所有因着他的不顺服呢，很多人都所有的人都成为罪人，那罪的工价就是死。
And through the obedience of one man, Christ.
但是因着一个人的顺服，耶稣基督的顺服。
His obedience unto death on the cross.
然后他的顺服到了以至于在十字架上死。
Many, as a result.Through faith, become righteous.
然后所有人，借着他的信心，变成了义人，成为他的后裔。
And so he is the beginning, he's the head of a new race of people.
啊，所以他是一个新的人的种类的头，那个起头的那个。
The other scripture in Romans says, "As in Adam, all die."
所以在其他的罗马书的经文里讲的，他说在因着亚当，所有人都死了。
Even so, in Christ, all will be made alive.
啊，同样在基督里，所有人都复活了。
And so we see we those that are there's two races on earth.
所以有两个种类在种族在地上。
Those in Adam,
所有在亚当的后裔。
By natural birth,
因着这个在地上肉体的出生而来的人。
And those in Christ by the spiritual birth.
然后在基督里的因着这个灵里的出生。而有的那些人。
And so, we have this obedient man.
然后我们有了这些有了这个顺服的人。
Satan is bowing before him.
然后甚至撒旦也在他面前跪拜。
But that God's purposes yet are to be fulfilled.
然后神的旨意还没有完全达成。
If Satan now began to think that his plan was going off the rails,It was too late for him.
即使撒旦现在意识到他的计划开始要脱离轨道了，他也没办法停住了。
Because set in motion now was the movement towards the time when the Lord Jesus would actually give up his life. The Father's will was ruling over all.
因为神的旨意超越一切，就是耶稣现在定义要向神。
And it says while he was speaking, verse 47,
这是47节说的。
The crowd came up and a man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them and he approached Jesus to kiss him.
这说话之间呢来了许多人呢十二个门徒里叫犹大的走在前头就近耶稣要与他亲嘴。
And now the Lord Jesus, he asked the question,
然后耶稣问了一个问题。
To Judas.
向犹大。
A last moment trying to reach his heart.
最后一个机会，努力想要得着他的心。
Judas.
犹大。
Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?
你用亲嘴的暗号卖人子吗？
His last gracious, loving appeal.
他最后一次有爱的，带着恩典的呼求啊。
To this apostate.
对这个门徒。
And he kissed him.
然后他给了他一个亲嘴。
And he had told them, the one that I kiss, that's he. Take him and seize him.
然后犹大却说，那个跟我亲嘴的就是你们要抓的，然后把他抓起来吧。
And it says when Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said,Lord, should we strike them with our swords?
然后耶稣左右的人说，那我们是不是可以用刀砍呢？
Earlier we read they had two swords.
这早先时候我们都知道他们有两把刀。
Was it the time for physical confrontation?
这是给他们有形的去自卫用的吗？
This was spiritual warfare that had nothing to do with an earthly conflict.
对，因为这不是一个地上的冲突，这是一个属灵的冲突，所以这个完全没有用。
The Lord's kingdom was in heaven, wasn't it?
主的国度是在天堂，不是吗？
The conflict was not between man and man.
所以冲突并不是人和人之间的。
It wasn't between flesh and flesh.
不是肉体对肉体的。
It's a spiritual conflict.
它是一个属灵的冲突。
You see, their sleepiness had cost them An understanding of the hour.
所以他们这样的困乏啊，在这之前也带来他们在这个时候就是这种理解。
And they had no understanding of the a correct understanding of the situation that they were in.
他们完全不明白在当时真正的征战是在什么地方的。
And they reacted in their natural way.
然后他们是用他自然天然人的反应来行事的。
And notice what happened. They cut off an ear. That's all they managed to do.
然后他。做的事就是把一个人耳朵砍掉了，这就是一个人能做的。
And you know, if we could apply this in a symbolic way.
我们也可以把这个用来一个预表的方式来理解。
You know, we want to witness. We're with the Lord, and we want to witness for Him. What do? We act naturally, and people don't. It's like we cut off their ears. They won't listen.
有的时候我们想做为主做见证，然后我们想跟人讲福音，然后当完全还在肉体里的人的时候，他就像这个耳朵被砍掉，他听不清楚，他听不懂在说什么，就像没有耳朵一样。
What the Lord do? He graciously heals the man's ear.
但是主的恩典是他把他的耳朵给治好了。
Here's one man that heard.
这里有一个人听见了。
I wonder if he went away that night going like this. When I touched my ear, it was all bloody, but then now it's back.
Yeah, amen.
What did that man say?
就像这个人，这个马勒古哈，他那天晚上，他一定会觉得，哎呀，我这耳朵本来都是血的，怎么，哎，现在怎么好了呢？他是感受到了这个恩典。
If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
这就是圣灵常常说的，在圣经里说，有耳可听的就应当听啊。他特别讲到是一个属灵的耳朵，所以他这个预表是属灵的耳朵，他也开了。
And then we see in verses 52 there.
然后我们52节就看见。
It says, the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him. He said, am I leading a rebellion that you've come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, but you did not lay your hand on me, a hand on me. But this is your hour, and darkness reigns.
然后耶稣对那些拿他的祭司长和守殿官并长老说，你们带着刀棒出来拿我吗？如同拿强盗吗？我天天同你们在殿里，你们不下手拿我，现在却是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
And now it's, it moves now, the scene moves from there to a false trial in the middle of the night in the high priest's house. And we'll, follow it up, next time.
然后我们下周继续，就从这里开始要进到一个无辜的定罪了，对于耶稣来说。以致最后导致他上十字架的那样一个审判和定罪。OK， 那我们一起做个祷告哈。天上的父，我们谢谢您赐给我们金子般的话语，也谢谢您让我们看见耶稣是愿意赐给我们恩典的。因为即使是对来拿他的大祭司的仆人马勒古，他也依然给他开了他灵里的耳朵，不但医治了他的肉体，更给他开了灵力的耳朵。父啊，我们也求您开我们的心，开我们的眼，让我们能够明白您的话语，更愿意回应您的话语，带着信心的回应。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们的家人，祝福我们今天余下的时间，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。